I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, wouldn't you like to be a cracker, too? Hey, everybody, the white crackers out there in the audience. Charlie Rangel, he's talking to you. Welcome, my friends. A little political healing as we kick off this week's broadcast healing of the United States of Health Talk Radio on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back in studio, glad to be so, and glad to be here with you next couple of hours. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links and all of the wild healing that we do online here and on broadcast media through our affiliates all over these United States. As I say, glad to have you here, glad to be here. Rangel gets racial. Tea party, a bunch of white crackers. Are you a white cracker? I see many folks from different racial backgrounds as part of this Tea Party movement, and I'm not here to endorse it fully, wholly, lock, stock, and barrel. That's not my point in saying so, because I think the Tea Party only gets it half right. But I will say that Charlie Rangel is not the guy to be out there claiming that a bunch of people are terrorists, because this is also what he did. He claimed that Republicans are terrorists. The congressman likened them to terrorists. He says, what's going on is sabotage. Terrorists couldn't do a better job than the Republicans are doing. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to, as far as maybe it's like you haven't grown government fast enough because the Democrats like to grow it even faster. But that's not saying a whole heck of a lot if you're a Republican. You notice that when the Republicans are in charge of the federal government, it grows just like when your Democrats are in there, or maybe a little bit different. But this is why we go to the heart of healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't dance around the symptoms, dance around the edges and claim, oh, it's the Republicans, they're the bad guys. Oh, it's the Democrats, they're the bad guys and girls. Or it's Charlie Rangel. He's the guy who's calling us all crackers for once being sympathetic to the Tea Party. Original Boston Tea Party related to taxation without representation, tax and tea and the king, all of that kind of stuff, which we do now have Emperor and Emperor Obama. Rangel gets racial. Now, you know, another aspect to this, and I don't fear to talk about racial issues, even though I'm a pigmentally challenged guy, because I grew up in a family that was, if I could say it, more colorblind than not. I didn't have a deep South kind of family that, you know, the tradition of looking at people of having more pigment than them, you know, somehow, honestly, racism also from the standpoint of the definition, as I've said so many times before, racism being the inherent belief in the genetic superiority of one race over another. I'll hazard a guess, and I think I'm pretty accurate here, that most people that you call racist are not. They're just prejudiced. They just don't like you because you have more or less or different skin pigment. And these people are, you know, let's just be honest, they're buttheads, okay? But are they necessarily racist? Do they believe that they are superior? I don't know. That's in the heart of each and every one of you. You and the Creator can take that up. But Rangel to call these Tea Party members a bunch of white crackers. Now, you can imagine if somebody who was a Tea Party supporter or a conservative called everybody in the ACLU or just name a liberal organization, somebody or a group that the NAACP that has mostly, as they say in their own name, colored persons, people of color, and called them a derogatory name like white cracker. Use whatever your imagination is there. Of course, there is a double standard or there is no standard when it comes to that. In fact, there are folks that say, well, people of color or African Americans, black people can't be racist because they have more pigment. I mean, it's silly. It's nonsense. These are arguments that are so superficial.
but yet they cause people to react. It riles them up in ways that gets them to be easily manipulated. And here's the thing about this anger, you know, with a Charlie Rangel, who, by the way, arguably a criminal with the things that he did in Congress. And all that he got was a censure when he should have been thrown out of office for his criminal behavior on that level. I think he was part of the Ways and Means Committee at the time, if I'm not mistaken. Yet those in Congress, again, this is the point where we got to get beyond Republicans and Democrats and realize it's those in Congress against all of us. It's those in government against all of us. The idea that they could throw around terms like white cracker, and that's okay if you happen to have more pigment than not. And if you throw around a derogatory name towards someone with more pigment than you, then it's automatically racist. Again, I step back from this argument and say, okay, granted, there are people that are prejudiced. There are dunderheads out there that don't like you because of whatever color of your skin. But it's not the same thing. And these claims are being utilized to divide you from humanity. Separate you out from, well, you're human, yes, but you have more pigment or less pigment, so that matters. The star-bellied sneeches of Dr. Seuss. How easy are we humans to manipulate via the tugging on our emotional pigmentation strings? That we would fall for Charlie Rangel saying tea parties are a bunch of white crackers. I say that the vast majority of those that I met that claim to be party to the Tea Party are no such thing. They simply do not like the overreach of the federal government beyond its constitutional bounds, beyond its constitutional limitations. And that is not a racist view, because nullification, the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which simply states that those powers not specifically granted or enumerated to the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively. That's not racist. That's about Constitution and unconstitution. Yet it's been claimed now that if you believe in the 10th Amendment, if you're for nullification, you're somehow for slavery. Never mind the fact that the origin and many uses of nullification, going back to James Madison and Thomas Jefferson, for instance, was to basically nullify the Fugitive Slave Act, which would mandate that slaves that escaped to the North prior to the so-called Civil War, the war between the states, the slaves that actually escaped the Southern slavery went to the North. They had to be returned to the South, to the Southern slave owners. That was the Fugitive Slave Act. That was a federal law, unconstitutional as it was, and the Northern states used nullification to say, we are not complying. And today, do you know that the vast majority of states that are using nullification happen to be utilizing nullification for what is vastly considered, if I say it right, mostly considered a liberal argument? Now, I'm only using the term liberal here, not to divide. It's just as it's a recognition of the mainstream, polluted, toxic, conflicted media use of the term liberal to divide us again. What is nullification? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody out there want to tell me what nullification is being used for more than anything else right now? You can call me, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if you'd like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show the next couple of hours here on GCN. And our wonderful affiliates around planet Earth. All right? What is nullification being used for? The 10th Amendment Center, great group, Michael Bolden and the gang, Tom Mullen. The author of Nullification. How do I draw on a blank here on this? Silly me. All right, we'll come back to that. Rangel gets racial. Tea Party, a bunch of white crackers. New York Representative Charlie Rangel wants the world to know. Now, where do we go? Do we react in anger against him because he has more pigment and because he's ignorant of this and arrogant and a criminal in his behavior? Or do we step back and go, hey, wait a second. We can argue this all night long till the so-called cows come home. Or we can say, hey, how are we efficient at removing the influence of a federal behemoth in violating our right to life, liberty, and property? And you know from the Robert Scott Bell Show, primary among those rights are the right, or is the right, to heal. Now, the right to heal was not enumerated in the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights. The Founding Fathers didn't really feel like it was necessary, although one of the signers to the Declaration of Independence was actually a physician by the name of Benjamin Rush. He was the doctor for George Washington. And he said that unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal access or privileges or rights, depending on your perspective here, to all others. Which is what exactly has happened here, because we have a medical monopoly born out of the Flexner Report of 1910, Obamacare of 2010, which Rangel is all for, I'm sure, and many people are wrongfully for, including many people of so-called extra pigment, if I can call it that, where I'm pigmentally deficient relative to that. My wife is even more pigmentally deficient than me. But what about humanity? Who cares about pigment? There are a lot of people that are growing up pretty much colorblind now. Yet these folks, I recognize, like Rangel, grew up in a time where it wasn't that way. But in many ways, they are still living in the past and seeing everything through the reflection or the mirror or the lens of overt racism that has existed previously in this country and places around planet Earth. Do we hold you there because these folks grew up there and they can't see beyond it? They're stuck in their generation, or do the young people step up and go, wait a second, we are no longer racist in that same way, or maybe at all. And we want to just get on with our lives here and let go of this concept of everybody's a racist who believes the federal government is too large. And when I come back from this break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'll explain a little bit more about some of the things, some of the confusion about those who have lived through, for instance, the civil rights era, and how they don't get what has happened, and how consciousness has indeed shifted, and they're holding on to the past to their detriment, to all of our detriment. I want to hear from you, the number 800. Well, I'll give it to you again. I already gave it to you. But RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com. to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, welcome back. Robert Scott Bell rocking the health and political worlds today, and even the racial worlds. Can we do that? Yes, we can. How can we take charges of Tea Party racism seriously when the people making the accusations are so criminally corrupt that they don't even know the definition? And then we got Rangel even calling Republicans terrorists. Now, I will agree that Republicans and Democrats are terrorists. I would. Based on the definition of the unconstitutional use of our military and the tacit, let's say, endorsement. At least they're not openly speaking out or trying to defund these military excursions that are not constitutional. No declaration of war. How many bases do we have around the world in how many countries? Where in the Constitution does it say that? We're the policemen of the world? I mean, that will stimulate what? Terrorism? And, of course, the anger that you may feel when you're accused of being a racist. You know, it's like, does your mom know that you're gay? Right? What kind of question is that? You got nowhere to go with that. You know what I'm saying? That kind of question. This is the way this game is being played. Now, I've got friends, as I said, you know, my best buddy from high school happens to have way more pigment than me. Never gave a flip about it. They're like family to me. I visit in Jamaica whenever I can. We're like brothers. Brothers from another mother, as they say. Just, it's the way I was brought up. See that you can see past skin, see to the essence, the heart of who somebody is, the content of their character, soul, spirit, that spiritual concept that gets you way beyond the shell that you inhabit while you're here on planet Earth in this lifetime. Now, there are folks, good friends of mine, I love them dearly. They'll look at me and they'll say, you know, Robert, I know you're not racist, but, you know, listen, I got some concerns about your view on government. Because without government, I would still be a slave. And I say, wait a second. Without government, you'd still be a slave? Of course, they come back to the issue like the civil rights or the war between the states, which, by and large, slavery was ended around the world for the most part without war in most countries, most every country. So that argument is, to me, one that you can never disprove because the war happened. That's it. We're not going to revise history and say that it didn't. But even the Civil Rights Act, the fact of the matter is it was government that institutionalized racism prior to the Civil Rights Act. Now, I'm not here to speak out and say we shouldn't have had the Civil Rights Act. That's not what I'm saying, so don't say Robert said that. But the point is, if you start, let's say, reducing the size and influence and scope and sphere of the federal government in our lives today, we will not see a resurgence of slavery. That's over here. Consciousness is done. Now, the slavery we see is a slavery that doesn't care about your skin color. That enslavement into the federal bureaucracy, the numbering like cattle of your children through the Social Security system, of which they will never see a penny of. If you're under 45, likely you're not going to see anything of it. That is a form of economic enslavement, and slavery has always been about economics. Not necessarily racism, although we recognize that people have in the past believed in the superiority of one race over another. Heck, there are eugenicists who believe there are a certain class of people that should live while others should die. They exist within the scientific realm. They exist within the elite of the population of planet Earth, and they might come in all shapes, colors, and sizes. Eugenicists exist. Yes, they do. And so this kind of, what's the point of this, Robert? Why are you bringing this up? Well, because part of what I'm here to do, and I'm not going to have delusions of grandeur as well here, but it is this race issue that I've been able and willing to tackle from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to help us get beyond it. Now, listen, somebody will say, well, you're not pigmentally, let's say, as rich with pigment as I am, right? Friends could say that to me. So how do you know? You're not walking in my shoes? No, I'm not. And I recognize that visually, like the star-bellied sneeches, it's easier to see a star on you than not. But the movement beyond is not by, let's say, claiming everybody potentially is a racist or the government is the only way we can prevent institutionalizing of racism when it is the government that institutionalizes racism on a federal level, could be on a state and local level. So the point is, do we declare war on racism? How good is the war on terror looking? We just got word that the federal government is saying, hey, there's a lot of terroristic threats that might be very real here coming down the pike. We've got to close down embassies. Who knows what kind of freedom we've got to eliminate here in America on the homeland soil because of these threats that you can, oh, you can trust us. We're the government. We've never done false flag terrorist activity against the people of America. No, no, no. Ignore history. Ignore the Reichstag fire. Ignore the Bay of Pigs, the Bay of Tonkin. All these things racing through my head here today. We are going and rocking the health world live on the air. 800-259-5791. I think I did ask a question. What is nullification being used for more than any other topic right now? And those on the political left are claiming that nullification and the 10th Amendment is racist because its intent to put institutionalized racism and slavery back into action here. I want to ask you, tell me, what is the number one issue today? States are nullifying federal law. On what issue? Number one issue. Call me, 800-259-5791. I'm going to shift gears here from the war on terror to the war on pimples. Yes, the war on pimples. What is that all about? Come on, man. Really? The war on pimples? Yeah, it turns out that kids are having more and more acne at earlier and earlier ages. Does this sound familiar to you? Any of you moms and dads out there recognizing this? The face of acne is getting a lot younger, says dermatologists across the country. We're starting to see more cases of pediatric acne as in kids as young as seven years of age. Now, I've talked about this for years, too. 7 years of age, adult features, puberty happening. Puberty happening. Adult features occurring in basically children. Why is that? Could it have anything to do with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plastifiers, xenoestrogens in the environment? The corruption of the integrity of food, which, by the way, is a federal assault on all people of all colors and all pigmentation. And see, this is where I try to get to that point of recognizing that whatever your skin color is, we are all in this together. And I don't mean this that we're all collectivists now, but that we each individually are on planet Earth, but we all have, community interaction or relationship. And we're all being assaulted by federal support and defense of large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state that are assaulting us and attacking us daily with genetically modified organisms, with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plastifiers, these things that are creating a disaster for these children. Not only acne. Acne is minor in the big scheme of things, what we see here. But the assault by the medical industrial complex and the medical monopoly of which Obamacare only strengthened that which Bush had and other presidents, Republican and Democrat, had and endorsed before it. The medical monopoly, which is destroying the integrity of children and childhood, changing these kids into aberrant adults at years well before they should be anywhere approaching what is called puberty. Pediatric dermatologists are now establishing new guidelines for treating all of these kids. Will they promote organic food and detoxification, or will they promote drugs? We'll find out with the war on pimples. Hey, we can always get a moment of dough when we look at healthfinder.gov. We might have one coming up. It relates to young people, so we'll talk about that. Stand by for moments of dough and a whole lot more. We've got clean water coming up next hour as well with Paul Barrettiero. You're listening to the United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, back after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cell's ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, what is the left-leaning perspective on nullification? If you listen to the mainstream media, the concept of nullifying federal laws is racist. It's you Tea Party terrorist, and Charlie Rangel has called you racist. And I'm here to say it isn't. It isn't. In fact, the number one thing that is being utilized by the states in nullification, the number one issue, is not a quote-unquote conservative issue. I heard from Lori on the Facebook, and she says she brought up a gun control one of states saying we're nullifying gun laws, but that's considered a quote unquote Tea Party conservative thing. That's why that's where the left leaning federal loving people will say, see, it's all these terrorists. They want guns and they want uncontrolled guns. But that's not the story here. What is it? If you're on the left and you're using nullification more so than anybody for any issue, if you got the answer to that, you can call me. Yes, you can at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you don't get it before the top of the hour, I'll reveal it. Stand by for that. But I want to follow up quickly on the acne story. Talked about the story of acne, a war on acne in elementary school. I've talked about the folks coming over from Asia on a native Asian diet, then they come and eat the fast food in America at any age. They gain intestinal weight. You can see it in their lower intestines. The bulge in that area below the stomach, the abdomen. You see suddenly this beautiful skin covered with acne pimples. Really serious stuff. Because of the food, the intoxication of American Western pesticide-laden foods. And now we also know the pesticides impacting endocrine function, having these kids develop into puberty here, which is what the dermatologists are concerned about, talking about a war on pimples. So they want to get aggressive with treatment, but there is nothing mentioned in their treatments of detoxification, going organic, hydrating these kids properly, which, by the way, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about structuring, ionizing, alkalizing water in next hour with Paul Barratiero. So that'll be fun. But this is it. How do you do it? Of course, homeopathically, we've got acne remedies. We can use things, sulfur-based compounds in the diet. Go to oxyrsb.com. Oxyrsb.com, and you'll see there's a whole lot of things, including a dietary form of sulfur unlike anything else. Go to the Ultimate Four there, and you'll see what I do from oxyrsb.com. Check it out. Let's see. Now, I mentioned about going to, I often joke about the medical, not medical news today, what's the other one, healthfinder.gov? Healthfinder.gov is an interesting place to find moments of dub, but today actually I'm not going to go there, at least initially. We found something somewhere else, and these things are known to be like studies. They do very serious studies on this stuff to find out, hey, we really need to find the answer. Let's invest millions of dollars in science to figure this stuff out. And you know what that means? It's time for today's
moment of dub.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh, founded on Medical News Today, authored by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and Water Aid. Guess what they found? Clean water and soap may help improve growth in young children. No, I'm not kidding. Clean water and soap may help improve the growth of young children. They're talking about stunting of growth, particularly in regions of planet Earth, like some of these countries, Bangladesh, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Chile, Guatemala, Pakistan, Nepal, South Africa, Kenya, and Cambodia. And they're saying, well, wow, you know, these people are not growing as well as they should. They're not growing as fast. Well, maybe just soap and water. Maybe better hygiene, sanitation. Clean water can be the key to helping these children grow. Yes, my friends, that is a moment of duh. That is something we've been talking about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show since we started. The law of the terrain trumps the germ theory. There are no vaccine deficiency diseases anywhere, even in Africa. But there are diseases of deficiency, diseases of lack of sanitation and lack of hygiene that prompts children not to be able to grow normally. Hey, when we come back, we've got more healing to go. High blood pressure in children. You can call me as well. We'll be right back. Check all the links out at robertscottbell.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, nullification, one of the topics that's continually covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I ask the question, what is the one issue where it flies in the face of those who claim Tea Partiers and 10th Amendment Center folks or just a bunch of conservative crackers, according to Charlie Rangel? This is the question I ask you. If you know the answer, give me a call, 800-259-5791. The one issue. Now, again, somebody said the gun control issue. Yes, states are nullifying federal law on issue of gun control. But that's largely considered a conservative Tea Party kind of issue. So I'm asking for the one that the liberals would theoretically support, in fact, more than the conservatives, based at least on history. I'm not trying to pigeonhole, but I'm talking in terms of the way the corporate mainstream media is presenting these issues. And I'd love to hear from you, 800-259-5791. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can also sign up for email alerts for free there. Also, upcoming events this Thursday, I should say, the 8th of August. I'll be in Eustis, Florida at the Windhorse Theater. Robert Scott Bell Show live on stage in between country acts. Actually, no, I don't think there'll be the country singer that night. It's me. I'll be doing it. I won't be singing country, I promise. Also, the weekend, we got Labor Day coming up, the weekend after Labor Day, I think it's the 6th, 7th, and 8th, I'm scheduled to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the American Naturopathic Medical Association, the ANMA. I'm going to be speaking Saturday to their luncheon event, and I look forward to seeing you there. It actually is, I think they open it up to the public, so if you go to ANMA.org, you can see about it. If you're on the West Coast, want to swing in through Las Vegas, Nevada, I look forward to seeing you there. And then the following weekend, I believe it's the 12th, 13th, 14th, it might be the 13th through the 15th, though, in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Simpsonwood Retreat, a special conference on cancer, healingstrong.com, healingstrong.com. Ty Bollinger will be there, I'll be there, lots of other great healers will be there that weekend in Atlanta. So we got some upcoming events, stay plugged in, and of course, 5 additional days of the week, we are working diligently behind the scenes to prepare the Robert Scott Bell Show to launch. If you like listening to the show here on GCN on Sundays, because Monday through Friday is through naturalnewsradio.com, also UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 out of Australia. But what if you want to hear it on your radio? There may be a time very soon that you'll be able to request your favorite station to carry the Robert Scott Bell Show Monday through Friday as well as here on Sundays. How cool is that? Awesomely cool. Totally cool. Now, what else do we have? I mentioned the acne, war on acne. What else is there a war on? Was it war on high blood pressure in children? This is a story from Medical News Today. More follow-up needed for kids with high blood pressure. What are kids doing with high blood pressure, I ask you? But then again, what are kids doing developing adult features at 7 years of age? This is a corruption of science. This is, and the federal government, what are they doing? Where's the EPA on this? Where's the FDA on this? Oh, no, they're worried about dietary supplements, as Dick Durbin puts another message out there. We've got to have stringent laws on these dangerous dietary supplements. Dick, what about the 100,000 plus people that are dying due to FDA-approved drugs? You, my friend, or not my friend, you're a dunderhead, in my opinion. And no matter what happened to impact you emotionally, to scar you for life on the supplement issue, it is not enough to justify your activity and action against the supplement industry, which by and large is one of the safest industries on the planet. And my saying this does not endorse those who are deceptive in their advertising practices. That is not my argument. But the freedom to heal is under attack once again, thanks to Dick Durbin. Check it out. The Alliance for Natural Health has an alert there. Contact your senator and let them know to shut down the latest Durbin dirty deeds done dirt cheap. So 1 in 5 children will retract within a month. So what they're doing is they're finding out that these children have high blood pressure and they're only 20% of them are even getting rechecked. Now, if these kids were being taken care of by doctors of chiropractic, naturopaths, or even the MDs or DOs that are actually holistic, this would not be a problem. Because they would know immediately to pull these kids off of toxic food additive pesticide-laden foods, to detoxify them and hydrate them properly, to introduce minerals, because these are blood pressure issues are mineral imbalances as well. Kidney damage to these kids who are likely on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in childhood. Due to what? Probably vaccine damage. Probably they've been vaccinated. That's right. Probably they have had multiple antibiotic introduction. Why is that an issue here? Because anything that damages the gut can risk anything going wrong or awry in the body, including blood pressure issues. Constipation, chronic constipation in these children who are on the obese side of things in childhood, also impacting things like headaches and other aches and body pains that children should never have outside of an injury. And of course, these parents are putting them on things like aspirin or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs instead of things like white willow bark tincture or even the proper hydration with good clean water, which we'll talk about next hour. What else do we want to do here? Yes, the obesity prevention efforts are failing of the federal government. Big surprise? No? Well, I'm going to talk about it when we come back from this break. Right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, robertscottbell.com. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. Back after this.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Have I stumped the band on the nullification issue? I may have. I'll see if I can get to it this segment. What is the number one issue? That states are nullifying federal law. That is more of a, considered, at least historically, a liberal issue, not a conservative issue. Because remember, Charlie Rangel went after Tea Party people, called them white crackers, called them racist. Republicans are racist. And I'm here to tell you that whole idea of nullification is has nothing to do with racism, unless it's to nullify it at this point, like it was used way back with the nullification of the Fugitive Slave Acts by states that didn't believe in returning slaves from the North back to the South that the federal government said you have to do. Just so you know, that's what I'm saying here. And there's another issue that is current and today. For those of you on the left, or you have friends on the left that say the 10th Amendment, the 10th Amendment Center, and nullification is racist, I'm going to show you how this is more of a liberal issue than a conservative issue. It's an everything issue, but again, I'm using the words that divide us simply because that's the way it's understood out there in the mainstream media. Hey, I also want to remind you to oxygenate and mineralize for your health, freedom, and healing liberty. I've had Mr. Oxygen on, Ed McCabe, many times now, and you can call him at 305-933-4219. Why would you want to? Because when you order, if you go to oxyrsb.com, you can get the four products I do, the ultimate four, including the OxyLift, the OxySulfur, and others, 20% off, plus four DVDs for absolutely free, $50 value. OxyRSB.com, 305-933-4219. Appreciate if you do that. Say thanks from me for supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Hefty changes needed at all levels of government, Institute of Madness says. I mean, Institute of Medicine says. This is off of healthfinder.gov. They're saying, we're losing the war on obesity. The obesity epidemic is continuing in the young and the old. And the U.S. is lagging behind other countries in evaluating and selecting the best programs and policies to curb the problem. They're saying now the U.S., during the past 20 years, we've become the number one country with the highest incidence of obesity on planet Earth. That according to Dr. Alan Saber, director of bariatric and metabolic surgery at Brooklyn Hospital Center in New York City. He should know he's cutting out your guts. He's cutting out your intestines and stomach more than ever before. More than one-third of U.S. adults and approximately 17% or 12.5 million children and adolescents aged 2 to 19 are obese. But guess what? The Institute of Medicine says we have got the solution. What we need is more funding. We need more money. We don't have enough money to study the issue of why kids are fat, why adults in the U.S. are fat, you dunderheads. It's because you're eating garbage. You're eating food laced with toxic antibiotics. You're eating food laced with carcinogens. You're eating food laced with pesticides. The antibiotics, by the way, they feed them to cattle, fatten them up for slaughter faster than ever. Chickens, just do you think that kids are getting fat because they're eating antibiotic-laden proteins, animal proteins? Could it be? Do I sound exasperated? Because these are the people from the Institute of Madness and government, the federal government, that they can't see the fat forest through the fat trees to figure this thing out. Kids are eating food that are devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, loaded with things you can't pronounce.
And I don't know why they're getting fat. Gee, what is the problem here in America? We can't figure this out.
In the meantime, federal government defends Monsanto's ability not to label food with genetically modified organisms, despite the fact it's turning our children into pesticide factories. by combining their GMO, disgusting, glyphosate pesticides into our gut ecology, creating the ability of our bacteria to produce pesticides from within. This is scary stuff. This is the real scary stuff. Racism is nothing compared to what the federal government is endorsing and the behavior they are actually supporting and enabling. The Monsantos, the Dow Chemicals of the world, the Syngentas of the world, and polluting our food supply to the point where we no longer have any food integrity, and then our genetic integrity is also disrupted and corrupted. And you talk about racism being the belief in the inherent genetic superiority of one race over another. I'm telling you, it's all of them against us. This is not a white-black thing, a yellow-red thing. This is about elitists on planet Earth that are more lizard-like, reptile-like in their behavior, looking at all of us as fodder, cannon fodder, or whatever fodder, for them to utilize, abuse us, chew us up, and spit us out. And they utilize racism, and Rangel falls into this trap because he lived through it. I recognize that. Those of you folks who have more pigment than I do and have been alive long enough to see the brutality of overt racism and how some federal impact was truly there to reduce some of this, to reduce the so-called Jim Crow laws, and to get us patted. But don't make the mistake, because they've done one thing that is right, that you can trust them with every other aspect of your life, or trust them with your daughter. This is where I wanted to go today, to start off the show, and it's just coming back to me. You can always point to one thing here and there that the federal government, hey, look, they did that good. Hey, great. Clock is right. Even a broken one once, maybe twice a day. I'm not here to take that away from them. But the point is, do not trust them with your children, because they did that and there was a benefit. Because much of everything else they do is to squash freedom, particularly in the healing realm. And all of these stories that I've covered just in this hour alone to show you how idiotic it is that the federal government has anything to do with our health. Because they've invested so totally in the medical monopoly and a pharmaceutical way of life, which is disease care, disease management, stealing all of your money until you are ultimately dead because you have been poisoned by the medical system. There is nothing healing about the medical monopoly. It's one thing for doctors to put Humpty Dumpty together again. It's quite another to deal with things like childhood obesity, childhood acne, asthma, or even global infectious disease, which we acknowledge here, soap and water. Much more efficient and effective than anything modern technology and modern medicine could throw at you in terms of antibiotics and vaccines. These are the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that anywhere else in the mainstream media, if they did, they would be pulled off the air immediately, the reporter reporting on this, without also having Bill Gates on to counteract it with his vaccine agenda to reduce global population. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'm out of time this hour, but hey, there's another hour of healing to go, and I will get to the nullification issue. Liberal, conservative, who are you, what are you? Doesn't matter. I'm going to show you how nullification is for everyone. But the issue I didn't get to, I'll have to reveal after the news break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Get up on the phones. In the meantime, all you have to do is remember that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.